Hello, everybody, and welcome to Throwlers. I'm joined in person today with Chris Ronalds. How you doing, Chris?
Welcome to the studio, Alan. Look, I've turned it up for you a gear. I've got the aircon on. I hope that it's not calling janky audio for everyone else at home. But now that I've got company in the studio, we're running a luxurious studio. Welcome.
Beautiful. No, it's nice. I like it. I feel very comfortable. It's good. I feel included. If there's a bit of shh in the background, well, who cares?
Deal with it. Deal with
it. How's your week been?
Yeah, look. Pumped, isn't it? Like we're just looking forward to Green Jacket. Nothing could faze me at work at the moment because I've just got this beautiful light at the end of the tunnel. What about you?
Yeah, 100%. I had living off a high from last weekend as well. Had Green Day on Saturday night and it was fantastic. One of the best concerts I've ever been to. They just went after it. Just bang, song after song after song after song. 2.5 hours of bangers. Very good night. So enjoy that and just ticking over the days until we head off into our mystery trip. We are pretty sure we're going to Bennington Ballarat, but we don't really know many of the details.
No.
Hardy likened it to a Bucks party just then. And yeah, it's true. A couple of people who know what's going on. Everyone else has just paid the money and told to show up at a time and a place.
Yeah.
So it should be good. I'm keen. But yeah, we might see some of you guys out in Bendigo or Ballarat this weekend.
We might not.
We might not. Might be going to Jumbuck. Who knows? But no, I'm keen. I was actually listening to T-Off's got another new episode.
Yes, episode two.
Episode two. And Timmy B committed to fortnightly.
Oi.
Which I believe what I say. but yeah, the reason I brought that up is because they had their boys' trip last weekend. So yeah, it's a bit of a bit
where'd
of
they
a
go
thing now. I've no idea. They didn't talk about it much like we do. We will talk about it a lot, I think, on our next spot. But yeah, maybe it's probably just because theirs is not as fun as ours.
Probably.
I can't imagine.
Nah.
It would be any good at all. Yeah. I did hear something about a charter boat, but maybe that might have been talking shit. I don't know. but yeah, it's a good thing. We love it. So yeah, anyone out there, they said the same thing. If you guys don't have a mate's piss up weekend trip, they didn't say the piss up part, but that's weird and polite, I hope. You need to get one. It's good. It's
absolutely very, very good. Absolutely.
And we're gonna see, the exciting thing is we're gonna see a new Green Jacket winner this year, right? Is that
surely I'm pretty shit but I'm coming for the win.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I'm coming for the win, but I'll be particularly surprised if I pull it off.
They gave a bit of love to us via Alex Evans via us though as well. They particularly enjoyed the smoke alarm meme.
Not good.
So I like that. So yeah, that was well done, Alex. They had a nice little chuckle at that, and I think that spurred them on to commit to the every fortnight or whatever.
Good work, Alex. Look, I told you we're the podcast for the people of the people.
We are.
This is what we do.
We are.
Yeah.
I also spent a bit of this week watching Qatar Action and Nationals.
Oh, yes.
Both of them came out this week on Parked. Very good. And Dave Perry takes them both out. So big big week for Dave. And it was good. Did you watch the Nationals stuff?
No, they've obviously collapsed it down. I've seen obviously some of the live, but they're chopped up, haven't they? Yeah. No, I haven't watched any.
It's good. You got to watch at least the final round.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not quite how I remember it
Gilbert
going down.
That putt and everything.
Yeah. But even before that, the whole round is wild.
Yeah.
Some big swings here and there. Dave full gets the yips for part of it.
Yeah.
Like, I forgot that he was, like, 3 strokes ahead going into that round.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah. And then he gets gets even further ahead, and then he gets all yippy and missing putts, and you're just like, wait, what? And Blake's in it for, like, Blake's ahead for a bit, like, late. Really good, definitely cool to watch, and it's still just I don't understand how he misses that part. Like, it's crazy. It's even closer than I remember.
Okay.
So definitely worth a watch. Get on that.
I will.
And yeah, the Qatar Action was cool too. I enjoyed that. I want to go play it, but I'll get murdered by it. There's so much out of bounds.
Yeah.
And drawn to the OB. As you saw, we just played some Stony Glow.
Magnets.
And just watched straight out of bounds so often. But it was cool. Dave did some fuck shit, though. He was throwing forehand flicks with a rollo.
What?
And then just rolling up to be a nice roller. I don't know, man.
Man, kid's got skills.
He's on another level.
What is that about?
Yeah. But he was good. He was the only... We talked about it when it happened, but yeah, he was the only one to go under par the whole weekend.
Yeah.
He ended up like 4 or something under, and he just when he's a class, when he's on, he's the class above. So check both of those out for sure. I saw something that you must be all about, but the World Games has disc golf involved, and Team Australia has a team with of two. And were they handpicked by you?
Look, they hit me up. They did. They actually obviously hit me up. I imagine they hit up the whole team. And I don't know. I don't know who in the end was the selectors, but I was like, I'm not getting that involved. I obviously talked on the pod about how involved it was to select the team, and obviously I take full credit for our second place medal there. But it was quite involved, and for just picking two people to go to China, and I don't know how many people put their hands up, but I imagine maybe two people put their hands up. I was like, I'm not getting involved, guys. You can figure this one out without me. However, with Cassie and Blake selected, if they go on to do well, which I assume they will, I'll take credit. Yeah. It's a domino effect. I got us the silver medal. In turn, I'll be fully responsible for any joy that Cassie and Blake have.
Yep.
No, obviously, I take the piss a little bit. I'm sure many people were keen to represent Australia. Stoked that Cassie is. Great to have a strong female representative. And Blake's obviously a jet. So, yeah, let's see what the rest of the world turn up.
Yeah. Now, that's cool. I'm very excited for that. So, I don't really know much about the World Games, but I'll be definitely be tuning in now that we can see Australia take home gold in disc golf.
Mm-hmm.
I caught the catch-up version of Parks Clubhouse.
Oh, yes.
On Tuesday night after their shameful internet bill situation. But they had the old man on, so I couldn't miss that. And he's a prick, that guy.
That guy.
That fucking guy. I was like, oh, yeah, I'll just take time out of my night. I'm watching TV with my wife, but I'll go on in the other room now and create a rift in our relationship, you know what I mean? And I turn on YouTube, and they're like, oh, here's Jeff Brunsing. He's like, hey, I'm the better Brunsing. And I was like, oh, get fucked. Just straight away, he rolled with. He wasn't introduced as. He was introduced as Jeff, and he's like, the better Brunsing. I was like, get fucked.
Correct. He's nailed that, and it'll stick, and it's so it should. It's accurate description.
But I did good. He hates doing that stuff, but he was good on that. Maddie hit him up with his Maddie's meatballs or something. I can't remember what is. He's got like five questions. He hits him with undisc golf related. And the very first question he goes was Alan an accident. Like, oh jeez. And of course he lied and said that I was a plant. So a good idea there. But I was on. He was on to promote the
Masters
games, which we had him on for the other week, which was nice. And they got a bit more going on now that Rego's up to date. He was announcing the big signings of Simon Feasey coming over and Bob Gentile coming over as well. So, but he also wanted us to give a big shout out to Ken Summers. So they've got the Mundalorian every year. It's become a bit of a thing over there. And it's on May the 4th this year, because why wouldn't it be?
Why wouldn't it be?
And that just happens to be when the Masters are on. But Ken has decided that he's popping over for that. Oh. So I think Sue must be running Mundalorian. So he's just his own tournament to come over. So Jeff wanted to give a big shout out to Ken. So thanks for that.
I've also noticed Charlie Mead is signed up. So many of our listeners might not be familiar with Charlie Mead, but he's signed up for MP70. Charlie Mead is the guy that basically TD'd the Teams event in Perth. He's from Britain and he's big into the Whiff Diff, but he saw, obviously he's part of the Australian scene now, he's familiar with the Australian scene. As soon as he saw Jeff throw it out there, he's like, yep, I'm coming over from London. I'm coming to play the Masters.
That's sick.
Yep, and he signed up for MP70. Look out, PDG number 1,980.
That's not very many numbers.
That's not very many numbers.
So now that's cool. They got a fair few registered now. They don't all come up on the PDGA thing because I think he's got to hound them to pay before he does that. But yeah, they got a good amount. Trying to boost some more. So it's going to be a sick weekend and looking forward to it.
It's funny to look at the PDGA numbers. Obviously, I play an event, I'm the lowest number in the tournament most often. And there are like 10, at least 10 players with a much smaller number than me.
It's cool.
Yeah, that is pretty cool.
I like it. It's going to be a good concept. I think the pro purse is getting pretty fat too as well. So, No, very exciting. So, we had a Stony League on the weekend.
Oh, yes, we did.
So we should check out a bit of what was going on with that. I fared all right, I think. I snuck out a late one, like a late thing. I had a gym session in the morning, drove straight here, feeling good. And the putt, I had a weird day. I'll just say that. I like my putting a lot less than most other people like my putting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's days like Saturday or whatever it was that are the exact example of it. I was pretty on. And my putting was great. I was real happy. I was like, from real deep, I'm just hitting band and cage and stuff. And I was cashing everything. But then we get to like hole 12 and I'm at 7-8 meters or whatever. And then just air balls. And then I miss the comebacker. And I'm just like, yeah, I've been putting so good.
Yeah.
And now I take a bogey on my putting. Like I've just three putted.
Yeah.
And then we got our final hole 17, and I put it to like 4 meters and then just duffed it. It was like and I'm just like, how is it in a round that I've putted so good and I'm so happy with my putting, I have also had two horrendous putting holes. And it's just like that's why I'm mad at my putting.
Yeah. So, fair enough.
Frustrating, but no, it was a real nice day. I think I shot a neg 8. Was that the best score of the day?
Not the best score of the day.
Okay.
Not the best score of the day, but a very good score. And with the new changes, which we have to give a shout out to, the new changes are fun.
Yeah.
It played fun. We also have to shout out the fact that 53 scores come in. Great turnout for Stoney. That's really huge. But no, three players in Tim Ware, Kalen, and Chris Scott managed a -9. And then the one and only, you know, we may have gone away from Stoney a little bit, but one thing didn't change, and that was Chris Ronalds taking down the victory with a -10, which was a pretty fun score for me. Chris Scott chucked a camera in my face before we started saying what I was going to shoot. I said I was going to shoot -10. And with five holes to play, holes 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7, I was only 5 down. So I knew. So I was like, shit, I've got to birdie out to get my -10. And I did. And then Chris Scott was there to witness the final hole, which was hole 7, which I parked. Happy to take the 100 points.
Very nice. Yep. You're good for it. I swear that's what I said on last pod when we were trying to figure out the throwers guarantee stuff. I was like, well, you'll shoot 10. And then we'll figure out what's happening from there. Like, when we're talking about the podium for Ryan Hart.
Yeah.
And you do. You just always shoot 10. And mate, what'd you get today?
No. 9 tonight. And we're in the studio together because we just played a cheeky glow.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of hole 12, what just happened on hole 12 tonight?
I had my hole numbers before. I fucked up 11 before. Joel just gets a sick ace on hole 12.
Glow ace tonight. We're fresh from a glow ace.
I love it.
Yeah.
He comes up, he's like, what do you throw from here? And I was like, mate, same as the other hole. Putter straight at it.
Yeah.
And then I proceed to fucking throw a nice putter shot straight at it. And then all three of you just grab a forehand and spike either it in. I was like, all right. And you caught it early.
Yeah, I did. I did.
You liked it. I couldn't even barely see it.
I did like it. But I got to get around the guy. But it just stood up enough because you always spike it in early on that hole because of the way the trees play. But he's just stood up enough. And I was like, that stood up enough to run it. And bang.
Bang. Straight in. Cash. Nah, that was cool. Very much like that. So yeah, the new hole has a fresh ace on it.
Div B, we had Kerry Edwards shoot a -8, Tim Stevenson -7, and our mate Chu Tran with the -5. So it's hot scores in Div B.
Jace Wiener there with a -3 too, right up there, fourth place in Div B.
Well done, Jace. Well done, Jace. Then we had over in Div C, Jesus Christ, Marcus Davies with a -6. It's making me -10 feel not so great. Absolutely just smashing the field. Cartman with -2 and then the next best even. And obviously we also had some Division X and some Division Z, which in the end I had a bit of my throwers guarantee rolling on.
Yes.
Because as anticipated last week when I was like, the problem with putting four players in the mix is someone won't turn up. And of course Jacob didn't turn up. And so I'm glad I had my plan B. Do you remember what my plan B was?
You needed Ryan Hart to podium.
Not
or
podium.
Not podium.
To not podium.
I couldn't remember which way around it was. I didn't write it down, and I couldn't remember. And I thought you had him podium. And then I thought there was a low number on the line, so then I was like, this is contradictory in my head. But then, I don't know, he was playing shit and I was just like, yeah, fuck you, you ain't pwning him, bitch. And I was just excited about that. And then, yeah, of course he didn't.
So I'm pretty sure, we'll have to roll back the tape, but I'm pretty sure you offered me up 6 points for that.
No.
Yep.
Do not podium.
To four to podium. You said he's more likely to podium. You looked at...
No, there's no. We are 100% rolling the tape back on that.
Okay, we will.
I was like, nah. Because I said, you'll shoot a 10.
Yeah, but then who else?
Well, Deiros was on the list.
He was.
And Penn, and I don't know. I was just like, nah, he won't. Like... He's more likely to. We'll roll back the tape.
We'll roll back the tape. I look forward to rolling back the tape. But it's four or six. I think I'm getting six.
All right. Fine. I'll be pretty sad if you get six. I can tell you that.
I'm pretty sure.
I can tell you that. yeah. And my dollars guarantee was I had our mate Peter Barry taking down Johnny Martin. And I was playing with Johnny Martin, and Peter Barry was the group at head.
Yeah.
And I was keeping little tabs here and there, and it was so close the whole round.
Yeah.
And I swear, like, where's Johnny's score? He went, like, out of bounds, bogey, birdie. Out of bounds, bogey, birdie. Like, bang, 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 bang. And then we had 16 and 17 to finish. I think he was even at that stage, and Peter Barry got out to, like, a neg one, neg two. And then he goes, whack, whack, birdie 16, 17.
16's a good 16's birdie.
A fucking great birdie. He threw it so good. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? So they finish even with each other, both at neg two, and I get donuts.
Correct.
Fuck.
Correct.
I'm so mad. Yeah, all right.
All right, so we'll put the scores out via socials. We'll play back the tape. We'll
but you're definitely ahead now. Then you got at least some points.
Yeah,
oh, I think it was maybe three, but it's all. I might have to quick delete the. Nah, we'll figure that out. What do we have there? Handicap winners. The Div A, X Z C T B. That was whole, the alternate to five, so 14.
Mm.
And so you got to throw a flex forehand, right?
Yeah.
Nah. Lachlan Al Graham on my card just threw it straight through the trees.
Just like back end.
Like a V. I think he was trying to do like, no, sorry, not even the gap that the flex forehand goes through. Like I think he was trying to lace it like that.
Yeah.
Instead, he like threw it into the tree on the left, but it just went through it and then almost aced. No. Like almost ace after he had a genuine rough spit out on hole 11. He threw a sidearm that hit a million chains and this didn't stick. That would have, he had no aces because he's pretty new to the scene.
Yeah.
So he has that, and then a few holes later he just throws one through a tree and almost aces that. So he takes out that CTB. Aaron Ponderai gets Div B, and Miguel Adriano gets Div C. And the Div A handicap winner was Kalen. He's just smoke showing it now lately. He had a rough start to the social day calendar, I reckon. He had a few bad ones, but he's up and about now. Carey takes out Div B, and Marcus Davies takes out Div C.
So with a bullet.
Not just the young fella that can sling. The old man goes all right as well.
Yeah. And I got to see a little bit of the young fella throw. He was on the card in front of me. And confirmed he can sling.
Mm.
He can sling. But yeah, Marcus takes down the entire handicap with a handicap of 15.5 coming in at 34.5 over Michael S. Smith. And even Carey's got a handicap of 10 somehow.
I had him wrong, sorry. I only saw the old man. I only saw one name. Marcus is the young fella. Yeah, that explains it more. All right, well, it is just the young fella that can sling. So 10-year-old Marcus Davies takes the next six. Still, yeah, your 10-10 does not feel so good, eh?
Yeah,
I got him by two strokes. Yeah. I've played here 100,000 times.
Yeah.
Shit.
He's good.
Oi, boy. One bogey, two on hole 13. All right, whatever. Yep. 10, he's 10.
Yeah.
Cool.
Confirmed.
They started the Pro Tour officially.
Yes, they did.
Now as well. So it was like the Supreme Pizza Flying Disc Store or something, right?
Correct.
Presented by
Discraft. Yes.
I didn't catch any of it. I had a pretty busy weekend, so I didn't see much of what was going on. This is the old chess. This is the chess.com.
It was chess.com last year. Yep. Same course. Yep.
And from my memory, like tight wooded type lines, tough hills access and cliffs. Greens.
Yeah. Okay. Hills and cliffs. They're like throwing off cliffs. They're throwing up to cliffs. Throwing over valleys. yeah, really cool course. Lots of placement shots, lots of par threes where the plays to get to 45 feet and like try to catch the birdie. I'm having a mare with my Disc Golf Network subscription and I can't currently access it. So I watched a little bit of round one live and I've caught up on all of the highlight packages and a little bit of the Jomez. So I've seen bits and bobs on the treadmill, but yeah, Spiel and I can't get into Disc Golf Network at the moment. And it was ring-a-ding-ding. Discraft were out of the gates pretty early on with Anthony Barella and Ezra Robinson and Adam Hammers flying. Before we go any further, who did you tip?
Fucking not Adam Hammers. I can't believe it when you tipped Adam Hammers. I'm like, what are you doing, man? I went with Goose. Yeah. He I don't know. It's hard at the start of the year. You don't want to pick any good players because it's just like they might just be shit.
Yeah.
But I had a real good look at AB and I was just like, nah. And then after round one, I was like, you suck, Alan. But yeah, I went the Goose man. He's been, you know, obviously grinding out in the off season. He came third or something last year.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I don't really like him anywhere. So I was like, let's go for it.
Well, he was 45th after round one.
Yeah.
No good. But after round two, he got cooking. He shot a -7 and got up to T17, and that's where Adam found himself as well after round two was T17. But how's this for the card going into the final round? AB, Ezra Robinson, Paul McBeth, and Richard Wysocki. Sam Stoyer in one of our group chats puts out there, if Discraft had a wet dream, this is what it would be. And I loved it, so I'm like, I'm putting that out via socials.
Yeah.
And fucking Ricky reshares it immediately. And like Discraft gave it love, Ezra gave it love, they all gave it love, everyone else that I tagged. But Ricky reshared it. I'm like, that's fucking funny.
That's cool.
Not kosher, yeah, for the American scene. And then, I don't know, an hour or so later, Ricky was no longer sharing that post. He pulled it. So I don't know if he got some feedback. But I don't know where that feedback would have come from because Discraft gave it a laugh.
Yeah.
I think they're good fellas. But anyway, it was ABs to lose. And round three, Ezra Robinson, the highest rated disc golfer of all time that's never won a Pro Tour event, goes and shoots a fucking course record, -12, 1087 rated round to just storm home for a 6-shot victory. And it was didn't start that way. Absolutely, the round did not start that way. But AB takes a triple bogey on hole 4 and then it was game on. And Ezra just never looked back. Huge. And in the end, the lead card didn't change. There was ups and downs, but that ended up being the top 4 at the end of the event, with Paul McBeth taking 3rd. So that would have been a good tip. I don't know if he's going to do much better than that this year, Paul, after last year. It's hard to know.
I don't know. I'm hearing his putts like
back.
Yeah.
Ricky Wysocki, obviously brand new bag, also a good event. We talked about this on the pod last week. The whole like team event thing's hard for me to imagine at the moment because Discraft just takes it all.
Who's putting the money in?
Yeah, Discraft just takes it all. Yeah.
Crazy.
But good to have the real stuff back.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And a lot of the big names, they're good. Like Calvin's right there, Simon's back up that. I don't know what Adam Hammers is doing. I don't even know how he swindled this. Like, no one's getting a 9th for their Adam Hammers tip this year. Like, what the fuck? Gooseman cools off a little bit. He takes 15th for mine. I'm not mad at it, but, like, I don't know. I think in the points, he was, like, 10th highest rated, like, 10th mm-hmm. best. So, that's how I think of it. If I get a number one, I want to win.
Yeah.
If I get a 10th, I want a 10th. He's giving me a 15th.
Like, yeah.
I've been hurt worse, but, yeah. Not so good. Slow start to the year. Well, this is what's crazy. Slow start to the year for Gannon Burr in 12th. Like,
yeah, I know, right?
Like, come on, man. Isaac Robinson, all in top 15 as well. So nothing really to sneeze at there. And Cale Lavisca, if there's one thing I know about disc golf, is that for the first 4 events of the year, Cale Lavisca is pretty fucking good.
Yep.
Every year, he's just like, oh, I'm like a top 20 disc golfer. And then he's like, oh, I'll just stop playing.
Yeah, I'm going to play some MP40.
Yeah.
The great names that jumped out to me are some of the kids. They fell off a little bit towards the end, but you got Jake Mon, you got Joey Buckets, top 20. You've got Robert Burridge up there, fresh off his NZ trip. You've also got Luke Taylor in T20. Harper Thompson, I've never even heard of. Michael Groh, he was winning AMs not that long ago. Paul Kranz, all these guys getting the top 30 juniors, real junior burgers. And when it comes to our tips later in the year, I wonder if any of them are going to just pull one out of the bag this season.
Yeah, no, that'd be cool. That'd be cool to see. Paul Ulibarri, first one to miss the cut. Sad. Sorry, Ules. But that was good. And it was even more hectic in the FBO from what I heard. I'm looking at a three-person playoff here.
You are?
That's rarefied air for sure. So I had Ella Hansen in my tips. You?
I had Ella Hansen.
Hey, there you go. Because this was bizarre. I don't know if you saw it, but I heard it straight from Timmy B's mouth when I'm driving here. They played the first playoff hole was hole 18.
Yep.
So they went full round, finished on 18, and they went back to 18 to play off the playoff hole. Two eagles and a bogey. So
Evelyn is out.
The other two in. And then they went straight back to hole 18.
Correct.
What? Why?
It just sets up that way. It's this like dog leg hole where you're throwing off a cliff, up to a cliff. So you finish back up on the cliff where you tee off from. Okay. But it's like a horseshoe shape hole.
Yeah.
So they're like, the tee's just back around the corner. And away you go. Just play 18, 18, 18 on repeat.
There you go.
And it's a fun hole. Like eagles in play, obviously. Yeah, crazy. Yeah, yeah. Even though, look what they shot on the final hole of the tournament. No one eagled it.
No shit.
Yeah, no. So Ala pars it. And there was a couple of birdies, but yeah, there were no eagles out of the guys that made the playoff. But then both Holland and Allen just go eagle, and then bloody Allen goes eagle again. Huge.
Crazy.
Yeah.
So a big, big win for her.
You got to go watch the highlights.
Yeah.
Okay, it's such a mind fuck thinking about it. And there's a few holes that play that way. They're literally just trying to throw to the top of a cliff, but then there's OB past the basket.
Yeah.
So like they have to just throw this perfect shot. Yeah, that has to like climb this cliff, but then not go OB long. So cool.
Cat Merch there in fourth. Macy Velodiaz back in action this year in fifth. And then huge drop-offs after that. Like those ones are the only ones in contention. Huge drop-offs after that. Nothing too exciting going on. Paige Pierce there at 11th with a plus four, which is 13 strokes off the pace. And I'm not trying to pick on her because they all say this sort of stuff. But I saw a little clip from her, I guess, when she was at the All-Star thing. And they're like, what are your expectations going into this thing? And she's like, oh, in my mind, I'm the favorite. I'm just like, well, Jesus. Those days are gone, Paige. Yeah. Like, I don't know. You need to get that out of your mind. I feel like it's probably hurting her. Like, now she thinks she should be winning them all. Then you get to hole four and you're going par, 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 bogey.
Yeah.
I feel like that just sets you up for failure. So she needs to tamper the expectations and then she can probably start getting up into that good areas again.
But yeah.
I don't know. But yeah, I'll have to check out the highlights. So seems like a spicy one. So good start to the year. They got anything on next week or they got
nothing
a break?
This weekend. And then is it Waco the weekend after?
Yeah, I think they got like a Texas swing. So maybe we'll see what's her name back? KT.
Yes.
Or what's your name? KL. No,
yes.
I don't like that. I'm not calling her fucking. Yes, yeah, I'm not calling her Kuala Lumpur. She's that's bad. Nah, she's KT. The Sizzler is coming up this weekend. Yes, so I was actually really G'd up to go to the Sizzler this year. And then that's when Green Jacket Weekend was announced. And I was like, all right. Guess like no one wants to go to the Sizzler. And he was like, no. I was like, all right, well, yeah, me either. But yeah, we'll have a little bit of a touch on that.
All I do in this situation is quickly look up Tim Bowen and assume that he's going.
Oh yeah,
and always. Confirmed he is going, so I will be able to bring up the players.
Yeah, it's a
27
it's a
MPO.
Field. Oh yeah,
27 MPO.
Nah, it's a real MPO destination now. The Sizzler for sure.
Yeah,
they put on. I think Frosty runs it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he puts on a real good show, and it's a real good course. So.
Frosty Ash Whedon. who is that?
How did that go? Did that get any love?
That got love.
It did.
That got love. Yeah.
I was watching the cataract action, and I was just sort of looking at Frosty, and I was like, he kind of looks like an upmarket Ash Whedon. So I quickly put together a little the problem with Timu and I'm good. I'm glad they got some love.
It got a lot of love. Look, it has to be. I don't think it takes down the batteries, but it's up there.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I like that. Who are you liking?
Well, Dave Perry.
Yeah.
out of the gate. But obviously, everyone's there. Blake's there. Luke's there. Jade Brady's there. Dan Frost is there. Ozzy D signed up. I assume he's not playing. Because that's apparently what he does these days.
Yeah.
Melbourne crew. Got Ryan Hart, Ryan Deere, Aiden Howard, Leo Dykes. They're all up there. Mikey Hare.
Mm-hmm.
Nathan Parrish, of course. Look out. Good.
Yeah, like Zach James has been playing better and better, and he's a Canberra local. Brady's gone back to back. Like, he's looking for a three-peat year of Sizzler.
It's going to be impossible for me to leave him out of my tips.
I'm going to have to find room for Dave and Jade, which it seems like a tall task, but Zach hit me up in the week and asked, can we have Jake Arms in the tipping?
So awesome. Obviously he's like, he's good there, or he's getting better or something.
Yeah, okay.
But it's...
What's he rated?
884.
Oh, lovely.
So he's like he's 40 points below the next lowest. So everyone's going to tip him. That's the only problem with it. And I was like, I'm not adding in like seven other random sub 900 people just to like hide Jake Arms from the people.
From everyone. So it's tip five this week.
Yeah. And Jake.
And Jake. It should be good. But yeah, it's
going to be real hard for me to go past Jade, but I definitely have to tip Dave because he's not coming worse than third.
No,
so.
Exactly, yeah.
But fuck, it's a good field. Yeah, how do you say? Yeah, so that means like Bainey or Blake or like these are all finishing outside of the podium. Like, spicy. Really good field. Be cool to see. We'll keep tabs of it on our little drunken adventures. What about some of the other divisions? Is there anything you're seeing sticking out?
Yeah, so you've obviously got Ryan Johnson coming to play MP40. He'll be looking to take that down. You've got JJ. You do have Chris Hart. You do have a couple other players. But Ryan Johnson is a jet. Ryan Johnson is a jet. What about an MA1?
Well, we've got Penn right up at the tippy top there. So I'm excited to see that. I feel like he'll play well there. I feel it's Gambier vibes. For mine, in terms of like distance difficulty setup, it's been a while since I played there, so don't crucify me. But in my head, it's sort of Gambia vibes.
Does and, if you like a good fighter, does that help you play well there?
Yeah, good fighting spirit is what you mean.
Yeah. We might come to that later.
So he's gonna be right at the tippy top list for me. But Bryce Winchester, who's been playing fantastic lately, so he's up there. We know Ed Hesline can't win, so. Not too worried about him. But Evan Hollins, I don't know much about, from Kirribilli in New South Wales. So he is the highest rated, but I'm not sure. Don't know much about him. So my tip will be Penn.
Yep.
I think. But yep. I tip him every fucking time.
You do?
Yeah.
Camille is in there. Let's see how he shoots. He, you know, wasn't awful at his last showing.
No, he was. Yeah, he was awful his last show. So he was good in Bendigo.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah, well, Ballarat. Yes. And then we tricked us. Then he went down to Tassie, was it?
Yeah.
Or Cataraction. Yeah. I don't know, wherever it was. He was awful.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I tried, Camille. I tried. speaking of unfamiliar names, going down now to MA40. Obviously, we've got our mate, Matt Green, and a few others.
MA Green.
But go on.
Matt Green and MA40.
Yeah, but
that's new.
Old mate,
I like that though.
Come on, I'm stuck with that old.
Oh Jesus!
Yeah, Angelo Kadekakanu.
Oh, I think I might actually have this. So there was a guy who played for Chicago Bulls who was very similar to this. Oh man, why can't I remember? He wasn't that good. So his name's Angelo Arcadiacono.
Arcadia
Kono. Close to that.
Yeah,
Arcadia Kono. Arcadia Kono.
Fuck, that's good, Dallin. You've done well.
Yeah. There was it was a very similar name, the dude who played for the Bulls, which I can't think of right now either.
But. Someone will tell us on the socials.
Yeah. Who else? We've got... Yeah, Carol Hartley is in FA 40, so that generally means a win. But Margaret Chow, that'd be a bit of a spicy one. Any of the Vicks or the Melbourneians heading over for MA 50?
Mike Van Der Linden.
Ooh.
Up in there. You get Andrew Wisniewski, obviously, in there that you claim is no relation to Reese. I can mention that every time. Phil Tweed.
Different Phil Tweed. Different Phil Tweed. Oh, but...
From Cardiff?
Yeah. But New South Wales, that's throwing me. That is throwing me, Phil Tweed. I'm just going to click through to this just to see if he actually is based in the UK, because that is confusing. No, he's not. Carry on.
Carry on. Mike coming off a sub Mike standard round at, a couple rounds at Ruffy Rumble. Mm. So a bit of a vengeance there. And I swear, like, am I crazy? But was this not like a year ago where Mike never ever played anything but a Melbourne Social Day?
Yeah.
Like, he wouldn't go play in Bendigo tournaments, but he would play the Melbourne Celebrates.
Yeah.
And then all the Melbourne Social Days. And I was just like, I guess there's people now that just love disc golf but don't really want to play all the tourneys. And I was like starting to come to terms with there's people like that.
Yeah.
And then he's like, nah, I'll go to all of them now. Like,
yeah, yeah. He's pretty good and I want to win.
Yeah, there you go.
MA2, Dean Parrott and Sean Price heading up the top of the leaderboard there. But you also got Tommy Tulip and Tommy Jankar in the mix. Mitch Evers finds himself in there. Max Tats, a few of the Melbourne boys. So we'll be looking for a good showing there.
Huge field.
Yeah.
23 players in a dead division.
There's 161 players in this event.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Yeah.
MA3, another fat field, 27 in that, Jesus. And Ash Widener right there at the tippy-tippy top. I think this parked stuff is messing with him now. So right now he has to play MA3 so he can film, but he's starting to get right into that sandbagger territory. What's the
cutoff?
I think 900.
900? You might get kicked out.
There you go.
Ooh, look out.
So him and Kyle right at the tippy top there.
Yeah.
So definitely want to see some good things from them. But I must point out, so we were just playing with Hardy. Hardy's not the most involved in the disc golf scene in Melbourne, right?
Correct.
He goes, I've been keeping some pretty loose tabs on stuff and who's been playing well. And he's like, I swear Ash Widener has been playing, like, getting good, like, taking that next step. And I was like, yeah, no, he has, like, playing really well and had some wins and stuff. He's like, he shot like a plus six or something. I had a cheeky look when we're going through it. He shot a plus two. Like, yeah. That's stony. Come on, Ash.
You can't be going over the card.
He can't be going over the card.
Yeah.
He's been playing so good. How do you roll up the stony and do a plus two when you're just punching out regular 900 plus rated rounds? Like,
yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see which Ash shows up. But, yeah, it should be a good battle. 27 person field. Like, there's no way the highest rated player wins, right? That's crazy.
Yeah, of course. Looking at MA4, not spotting any Melburnians that I'm aware of.
No.
FA4, Marcus Davies heading up for MJ15. He's winning by a million.
So much.
He's winning by a million. And I just hope that those other kids are like 15.
Yeah. Yeah, good to see he's actually got a couple kids to play against now.
Yeah.
All PDJ numbers are 200
million. Yeah.
But yeah, he's going to absolutely smoke them.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be cool to see. Good to keep tabs on that. I wonder how he will fare against like the MA3 crew.
Correct.
That'd be good to see.
Correct. Yeah.
That'd be good. Correct. To But our Sizzler's on. I'm excited. So we'll be keen to look forward to that. And that'll be some good coverage. I really enjoyed watching that last year. On Parks, I think we had a nice dill ace, I reckon, mm-hmm, on that. Mm-hmm. And that might have been the last ace we've seen on coverage for fucking Parks.
Ages.
No, it should be good. Should we do a bit of a thrower's guarantee?
We should. We should.
I haven't even looked to see any social. I feel like there's a social day on this weekend. But my eyes, I think, will be glued to the Sizzler. So I might have a look in there. What are you thinking? You got anything going on?
Nothing yet. While you run with yours, I might bring up the social day, see if I want to go for that.
I'm looking at Ryan Hart and Ryan Deere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right next to each other.
Yes, correct.
And I'm seeing Ryan Johnson. And I'm trying to figure out a Ryan
something
off. But I think that might be too much work. What if we just stick with the Deiros and the Hart? And I don't want to do straight up who wins.
Yeah.
I want to do which one of them will shoot the worst round.
Okay.
So they'll be playing three rounds each.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what their final score is, but let's say one of them shoots a plus eight one day.
Which one of them is more likely to do that?
Yeah, yeah. Well, what's the number? Like, you give. Yeah, yeah. What would you give me for it to be Ryan Hart, and what would you give me for the for Ryan Deer? The worst, not rated, just under, like, or over.
Or over, and the rating we're taking.
Yeah. Oh, actually, that, no. Yeah. Let's go rated because the tiebreak might fuck me because you're much more likely to have the same score, but probably not the same rating.
Correct.
So I'll go, we'll do that so I don't get screwed.
All right, who's going to have the shittest rating?
Rated individual round, like individual the worst rank. Individual round of the of the weekend.
I'm going to go with Ryan.
Ryan will.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, both, I like it.
They're both capable. They are both capable of doing that. Five.
No. Oh, I wanted you to pick for me. I was literally going to take whichever one you gave me six.
Nah. Sorry, I can't split them. They could both do it.
Fuck.
Yeah. They can both do it. That's who they are. We saw Ryan do it at Eruption, Ryan Hart.
Yeah.
We've seen Ryan do it a million places before. They can both do it. They're five. Sorry.
All right. I'm going to go with Ryan Deer.
Ryan Deer's going to have the shittest. Yeah,
yeah. He'll have the shittest. The lowest rated round out of that. As long as that prick's going. His name's still on the list. The Park guys were saying they didn't know what was happening with him. But he's playing. He's been talking about going for ages. So.
Yeah. With all the boys.
Yeah.
All right. I had a quick glance at the social day. It's pretty light on. So I've brought my attention back here to the Sizzler as well for my guarantee. And I am wondering what you will give me for Bainey to podium.
God, that's tough. I don't like that. I don't want to score that one up. So we got DP guaranteed podium. And I think Jade Brady, guaranteed podium. Bainey, what did he just play? He just played something that he didn't do so good in. So I think he's a bounce back. I don't think we'll get more than one Canberra Crush boy in there.
He just got first at the Golden City Open, and he just before that got second at the Tassie Open.
Yeah, but the Tassie, he lost to Jade by 100, and then the next person he had to beat was Tim Owen. Like, calm down.
Okay.
And the Garden City Open, like, he beat Jack Sifanos. Like, I'm not too worried about that one either.
Okay.
but he's round into form, and I like him better than I like Frosty, Aussie D, all the rest. So it's really, in my head, it's really like a toss-up between like him and a Blake making it. So will he make top three? I think it's a 50-50, but it they never work out that way, the top three. So I'm going to say less like, I'll go 4-6. 6 he won't. No, 6 he will, 4 he won't. 6 he will, 4 he won't. Because I think it's a 50-50, but then it always ends up like, it never ends up quite shaking out how I think it will. So I'm leaning the one point, the safer direction.
Smart by you. Smart by you. I will.
You had success with the not podium.
I did. I think you gave me 6 points for that too.
I think I did that.
Back. That's why you've been light on this time. I will. I will say you won't podium. I'll take the four.
They not podium. All right. There you go. Back to back not podiums he takes. All right. Well, let's go Bane. I love him. He's my favourite disc golfer. Bane not podium for four. And five for Ryan D. Just run that in there now.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Let's finish up with a little bit of spotlight, not light, shall we?
Yep.
Have you got anything straight up?
Yeah. Not light. Got a good not light. I can't get into detail here, but I'll share it for the listeners. The listeners need to hear it. Alan and I got a text during the week from our mate Pen Lou. Mr. One Wheel himself, formerly known as Stat Pendo. That was pretty good going. That was a good time of life.
Yeah.
But anyway, Stat Pendo just drops us a text. When was the last time anyone got in a fight because of disc golf? Me and Alan are like, never. What are you talking about? He's like, well, it's been an hour because I just got in a punch on because of disc golf. And yeah, just a member of the public. I ran with publican earlier when I was telling that story. apparently it doesn't work. But a member of the public just got real mad, road rage style, and attacked Penn at a cricket oval. And Penn was a bit confused by the whole situation. It's a long story. The other bloke came off worse off. The other bloke ends up calling the cops. He ends up coming worse off in that scenario as well. I'm not sure in the end if Penn ended up pressing charges for being just attacked out of nowhere. But yeah, that the bloke that just wanted to punch on with Penn, he gets my not light.
Excellent. Yeah. I like that. I've gone with not lights. I'll go with mine. Mine has to go to the Essendon Football Club. So, undisc golf related, but this like hurt me this week. The news is, and this it's going to sound weird, but we'll get to there. The news is that Skype is shutting down. So a lot of people, younger people, might not even know what Skype is. But many years ago, Microsoft, I'm pretty sure, launched Skype, which is a online like video and phone call thing. It was huge. Like, we didn't really have much good ways to connect to, like, you know, if I wanted to call my grandparents in America, there wasn't much options of that. You can get on Skype. I could chuck a couple bucks in. It was great. Like, really good. And it was insane that it didn't, like, I couldn't believe that it wasn't the biggest thing ever in COVID. Like, when all that other stuff, Zoom took off, I was like, this is nuts.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm digressing from the point a little bit. But basically, Microsoft launched a company. It got very big. Very big, chilled off, died out, and now it's getting shut down. And this has all happened in the span of the last time Essendon won a final. And that's how the news came, like, it was on the radio or something like that. Like, that Skype was shut down, and then someone referenced it through that.
Yeah.
Like, a very big company made a big leap in, like, technology, and then it became huge. And since died out from being inferior, I guess, all in the same span that Essendon has not won a final. That so is I good. Just, like, it was hard. It was hard to hear. It was hard to hear. And then Hardy hits me today with, like, no one's ever sent a text message from an iPhone saying, did you see that Essendon finals win? Because it predates that. I was like, oh, God. So
we're up to, like, iPhone 27 now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the Essendon Football Club gets my not light. We're so dumb as a club, as a people as well, because we got this new young kid and they're like, this guy's going to be the best player. I'm like, sure. Like, win a final and then you get me excited again, Essendon.
Nice.
So, anyway, that's my not light.
Spotlight. My spotlight this week goes to Brody Smith. Obviously, as our listeners know, we're a big fan of his podcast, but this actually got nothing to do with his podcast. This is to do with his latest escapades on Dude Perfect. Dude Perfect ran a trick shot battle video competition where all of the best trick shotters from around America and around the world come together to have a trick shot off, Squid Game style, like knocked out, rah-rah, carry on through to the finals. And Brody does very well, has not lost his touch.
Sick.
Absolutely has not lost his touch. So get on your YouTubes and go check out the Do Perfect video and see Brody represent disc golf.
Nice. Yep. Cool. I like that. Mine looks away from Victoria, but back into the disc golf space. And there is a, Lady Nelson Weekly PDGA League powered by Launch Disc Golf over in Mount Gambier. And they had three aces in one day.
What?
Three aces in one day. So it says, well done to Tony Duggan, Dirty Dave Haskins for the unique achievement, each taking home $16 from the 48 Ace Ball. And I think the other one, It was Ryan Nicholson. His name's not named there, but he's in the photo. So, yeah, Ryan Nicholson and then two others getting aces on the same day in the same competition. So, I thought that was pretty cool, and that gets my spotlight.
Yeah. So. Well spotted. Well spotted by you.
Cool. All right, that'll do us for another week. What are you trying to figure out? You trying to find out what the...
I'm trying to find out how many points I got last week. We'll play that afterwards, as long as my phone doesn't die.
Sounds good. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Peace out.